Right, hello, Sandra. Perhaps you could tell me your name and approximately and your date of birth, if you don't mind.
Well, my name's Sandra. Sandra Cox. I was born on the 29th of August, 1951.
Right. And so tell us a little bit about your background. Were you born here in Cardiff?
Yes, I was born in Cardiff. I married a soldier and I moved all over the world, basically.
What about your father? What did he, sort of work did he do?
My father was a marine engineer. He was Canadian. And he was in the Paris during the war. He was at Arnhem for a few years. He was there when the battle went on, and he actually, quite famous, he did get milk for the babies for Kate Hurst just during the battle. Mm.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
I got one sister, one brother.
Okay, and now what sort of education did you have? Did you go, what second sort of secondary school did you go to?
I just went to Lady Mary's High School for young ladies.
Okay, so how old were you when you left?
I was 14.
Oh goodness, you didn't stay to take any exams?
No.
So why did you decide to leave then?
I just wanted to get into the world and worked, basically.
And so how did you feel about leaving school?
To know it's that long ago, you can't really remember. You know, it's just, I can remember my first job. I worked in a warehouse, Rapports.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, and I was in Churchill Way at the time, I think.
Yes.
And we had to learn a code for the prices. And I think the code was, can you Skype it? So C was one, A was two, and the letter followed for the price of it. So the customer didn't know the price, so you could say, oh, that's £10. But because it was all by code.
Right. So how did you get that job?
I don't know, to be honest.
So when did you go to the factory?
I think it was 1973.
So how old would you have been then?
Well, I was born 51, so I'd have been 22.
Alright, so did you do lots of jobs between the Rapports and going to the cigar factory?
Yeah, I worked in a pub, and then I worked in Seccombs. It was in town, I think it's closed down now, years ago.
Yes.
I worked there, and then I just went down to the cigar factory.
So why did you decide to go there?
I didn't have a job, and they were recruiting, and it was good money. So I thought, why not?
Okay. And you said you worked in Freeman's. So what is it they actually made?
Cigars. We used to get free ones as well.
You didn't have to roll them on your thighs, did you?
No, we had a really big machine. And you, sorry, I'm knocking my fridge magnets over. Yeah. You had piece of tobacco, which was about that big, and you had to push it over the machine, and then the clamp came over, and then you'd done it again, and the clamp came over, and it worked like through a conveyor belt, which made the cigars.
Did you smell when you came out?
Oh, yes.
And your hands?
Yeah.
Brown nicotine?
No, they just obviously smelt of nicotine, but particularly I smoked at the time, so I don't know more.
So, did you need any qualifications to work there?
They gave you a lot of training, you know, because I think the one piece you had to make so many cigars out of the one leaf of tobacco, and if you didn't, you were in trouble.
And were any other relatives or friends of yours working there?
No, not at the time when I was there.
No. So, can you remember your first day at all?
No, to be honest.
No, okay.
I can remember one day, it was absolutely dreadful, that one of the girls put a hand in, and you had to be careful, put your hands, you know, the way you were rolling your cigar, and took the top of the finger off.
Right. Did you enjoy your work?
Yes, it was good fun in there. It really was a good laugh. Because I can still remember one Christmas, you were in, and we were seeing Christmas carols, and it was, come all you, come on, faithful. And Freemans would come into it, you know.
Yes.
That would come in.
Into the carol.
Yes. Yeah. So it was really, really was good fun. Everybody seemed to muck in with everybody, and it was a good laugh.
Well, you hear good stories about Freemans. I'm just going to adjust this just in case it's not picking up. Come off in the end.
The bumpers come all you citizens are free fans.
Fun. I don't want to turn the machine off. Oh! That's to stop it making too much noise. But anyway, let's try again. That should be alright. Okay. So how many other women worked there?
Oh, there was loads and loads. I can't remember how many, but there was hundreds.
Were there any men in the factory?
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I can't. They got to have been. They had to have been.
Engineers.
I know one of the managers were. There was a couple of male managers. Because I remember having a talking to on my birthday.
Oh, my, what have you done wrong?
I didn't get enough produce out of my
leaf,
yeah.
Oh, right.
So they sent me for more training.
And did the factory get bigger or smaller when you were there?
I think it got bigger, and like we went out on strike at one stage because it was too hot in there, so they had like fans of water which you used to spray every minute or so, this spray of water.
Fun
used
mist.
To, yeah, because we remember striking and we sat out on the grass for ages. So they decided to give us a nice mist of water.
Were all the jobs skilled, or were there some unskilled there?
No, I think most of them were skilled. I don't know about the cleaners or things like that. I'm not calling cleaners down.
Because
you had different training. Like there was one part where they mixed the leaves that you. To roll the cigars, and there was other places that packed them and then put them on, and they would call it quality control, and once you finished your tray it went into another little room that you had to take it off to.
Would you say there were married women or single girls there mostly?
To be honest, I didn't really take that much notice. I was only in my early 20s, and I think there was a bit of a mixture of a bit of all of it, really.
So you didn't know were there any working mothers there? Or
no, to be honest. I was only, really quite young and just wanted to party.
Yes. So were you encouraged to go to night school or anything for further training?
No.
Can you remember how much you were paid each week?
To be honest, no. I know it was fairly good money.
And did you have a pay rise at all?
Yes.
And why? Was it through productivity or just length of service?
I think it was just length of service.
And did you spend your... Did you keep your money to yourself, or did you have to share it with your mother or your family?
I always gave my mum's, like, housekeeping, really,
yes.
Don't you?
Yes, yes.
So always give it. Give so much.
And did your sister mind you earning good money? Did she resent
No.
it?
No. No.
Or your father?
Was no. He?
No. So you talked about a bit of a strike. So there were unions in your family?
Oh, yes.
Which one? Do you remember?
No, to be honest.
No, they've changed.
Yeah. I think I could be wrong, but I think that lady was the union rep.
Right.
I'm sure she was, but I could be wrong. I wouldn't like to say she was.
No.
But I think she was the union rep.
And did you join the union?
Yes.
Yeah. Were you forced to? Or?
No.
No.
They just asked you if you wanted to join it. And we did. And we had regular meetings and different things like that. I can remember that. That was my first union.
Yes, and so you already told me that you went out on strike, and that was because it was too hot,
yeah.
Conditions.
Yeah.
Do you remember any other strikes?
No, to be honest, it was just that one.
So would you generally say that the workers were treated fairly?
Oh, yes. Well, I think so.
And they, how do you think they got on with the management and the supervisors?
Oh, fine.
Hmm. So did you admire or look up to your supervisors?
I don't honestly know. You know, it's such a long, long time ago.
Now, did you wear a uniform?
No, I don't think we did.
Didn't you any protective clothing? No overall? Or?
I don't know, to be honest.
I don't remember changing or having
no.
A cloakroom and putting your...
No, we had to go through security to get in. No, I don't think we did, to be honest.
And would you say the work was dangerous in any way?
It could be, yes, sometimes, because if you put your hand in the machine in the wrong place, you could lose a finger. But you were really warned, because like sometimes the cigar would not make properly and you just had to leave it. And it would fall out, but you were told not to put your hand into the machinery, but people did because they thought they'd be quicker. But
so the machinery never stopped, it was
no.
Continuous.
Yeah.
Right, so and you said there were accidents. Do you think that person got any compensation?
I honestly don't know.
No.
I really, really don't know.
And do you remember any of the rules and regulations about behaviour or what you could and couldn't wear or anything like that?
No, to be honest.
Did they play music while you were working?
Yes, I think they did. There was something, and we used to have a blackboard at the end, and we used to have your targets on the blackboard at the end.
And were there any childcare facilities? I know you weren't interested.
I think there was. I think they had a room at the end, but I couldn't be 100%. I wouldn't like to say...
No, because it didn't affect you, did
no.
it?
No.
No, no. So how many days a week did you work?
The five.
The five. And do you remember how many hours? What time did you get there? What time did you leave?
I think it was about 7:30 in the morning. And it was quite early because I used to go on I had a Vespa at the particular time and I used to go on my scooter to work. And I'm sure it was about 7 till, say, 4.
And was it shift work?
No, I worked.
Just those
yeah.
day hours? And
yeah.
So there was no night shift or anything?
No. Like sometimes they'd ask you if they had a thing like round about Christmas, if they were making more, you could do overtime if you wanted to. Because you had, oh, yes, you did it. You had security coming in, they used to search you, and you had security going out just in case.
You were smuggling.
People went, mm-hmm. you know, stealing the cigarettes.
Did they make cigarettes as well as cigars?
No, sorry, cigars. Not cigarettes.
Yeah.
We used to have cigarettes came in, and I think we used to have, say, 10 a week free. We used to have free cigarettes at this particular time. You could have, say, 5 cigars and 70 cigarettes. Or, and at Christmas you had a bonus. You had extra cigarettes or...
Not a monetary bonus?
No, I don't think so.
And how many breaks did you have during the day?
I think we just had one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and your lunch break.
Was there a canteen?
Yes, there was.
Was it good?
I think it was.
And you had to pay for your meals?
Yes.
Yeah, were they subsidised, do you think?
I think they were.
And I don't remember what sort of food they provided?
No, to be honest.
I mean, was it sandwiches or proper dinners?
I think they had, you know, proper lunch
dinners,
and
yeah.
dinners and...
Hmm. Annual holidays, how many weeks did you get?
I think it was a 4.
4?
I think it was.
Mm-hmm. And did you go away then on holiday?
With work or as...
Well, with your pals, or did you go away?
I used to go with my mum and dad.
And were they good about letting you have days off for personal reasons? Say you went to a funeral or something?
To be honest, I honestly don't know.
So you've told me that you got to work on your Vespa. Where were you living at the time?
I was living in Lanrimney.
So it was a long journey?
Mm.
How long did it take you?
About 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was the other side of Cardiff, wasn't it? For you to go, yes. And, but how did some of the other workers get there?
Public transport, their own cars.
Wasn't there a special bus for people from the down the docks?
I don't think so.
No?
I could be wrong, but because I wasn't living down there, I didn't really know.
No, and you parked your scooter somewhere.
In the car park, yeah.
And so you had to leave home quite early in the morning. Now, were there any social activities organised by the factory?
Oh, yeah, we used to have a good old ball.
What kind of things did they organise?
Well, we had the Christmas do's, and every now and then we'd all go out and party.
But, I mean, the factory itself, did it organise things other than the Christmas do? Did they have a social club?
Don't know, to be honest. I think they did. I think we had a little place in the corner that we used to use. I think we did.
But you had a Christmas party?
Yes, and they had the beauty competition every year, and we all got together. I think that was in the Top Rank Club in town.
And did you have visitors, entertaining you? People come in to sing or give concerts or shows or anything at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
And you've told me about the beauty competition. It was, what sort of prize? Do you remember what sort of prize they had?
No, to be honest. I was just, young. I thought, oh, go for it.
But, I mean, was it a public, if you'd won, would you have had to do anything for the factory? Would you have represented the factory?
It was, they treated you good. Like, we got ready in the factory and everybody was mowing round and everybody's helping and they were I still remember thinking, oh, this is fun.
Yes.
It was really good.
They took it seriously.
And they took all the photographs and you literally walked on the stage and everybody asked you different questions and what's your ambitions, what do you want to do, and
based on the Miss World competition.
Yes, it was really.
But you were clothed. You wasn't a swimsuit competition.
No, just completely clothed.
Yes. So would you say you enjoyed working at the factory?
Yes, I did. It was a good laugh.
Right, so it was the social aspect of it rather than the actual work itself. And why did you leave?
I was sacked.
Oh dear, sorry I asked.
Well, I wasn't sacked, but I was sacked. I found it quite difficult getting the proper things out of it. And my scooter broke down and I got...
You're late?
Late a couple of times. And so it was either resign or be sacked, so I resigned.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
So they were quite strict, were they?
Oh yes, very, very strict. And I was young and I thought...
Yes.
I don't care.
You didn't care that you
No, to be honest.
What about leaving all your pals?
Yes, that was upsetting.
Yes. Did you, what did you do after that?
I went into, do you know the Buccaneer in town? It was the O England Dower, and then it was RSJP's. I went to work in there.
In a pub?
Yes. And I ended up becoming the assistant manager there, so.
And are you still in touch with any of your workmates?
No, to be honest.
No.
So
looking back, how do you feel now about the work you did in the factory, that particular period in your life?
It was good. It was a laugh. I was young and...
It suited.
Yeah, at the particular time. I used to... Do you remember on Newport Road when the bridge came down? I think it was a pickup truck or something went through the bridge and pulled the bridge down. Somebody was crossing the bridge and that lady got killed. That was in 74, I think, because I was on my way home from the cigar factory, and the traffic throughout Cardiff was absolutely horrendous because of the accident on Newport Road. It affected
the
whole of Cardiff, and that was a friend of mine, and I don't know if she worked actually in the cigar factory. I could be wrong there, but was a friend. You know, and different until you, you're like, until I read the article where you think, and then you think things come into your mind. Like, I haven't thought about that bridge for
20 years.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to tell me? Can you describe the factory? You know, was it noisy? Was it smelly? Was it?
It wasn't really smelly, but it was noisy, and you had the you could hear the
spray,
the spray of the water, and then you got to. If you didn't hear it, where is it? And it was so, so big, and all different departments were,
Yes, it covered a big site.
Yeah, really, really was. And to see it now,
How do you feel about that?
Oh, you look, and I thought, it's sad, really, when you think about it. You know, because most of our jobs are going abroad.
They've gone.
Yeah. Like with the AA just closing down. Well, my sister works there, so she's being made redundant in there. And I don't think Rapport's is there anymore.
No.
And I used to work in David Morgan's as well. And that's gone.
I'm not laughing really, but everywhere you've worked,
yeah, it's
closed.
Gone.
They've closed.
Yeah. You know, so is, Seckham's.
Yes.
That's closed.
Yes. Top Rank's not there anymore.
No.
Yes, life has gone quite different, become quite different, hasn't it? Well, that's lovely, Sandra. So, I can stop this now and...